Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight we're going to try to finish Shaar HaKinah because I think this is our last Orchos Tzaddikim Shir because I have a wedding tomorrow and a wedding the day after, Baruch Hashem, and then the day after that, right? By my calculations, the day after that we're already gone. So what? It is very sad. It is. Although it is very, very sweet and joyous to know that you'll be able to return to yeshiva. So that's, the weddings are also very joyous, yes. But Baruch Hashem. We'll have time for tearful goodbyes later. But right now, let's try to finish Shaar HaKinah so that we can stop at a good point so that next summer I can pick up at the beginning of another Shaar. So we're up to Apal Pi Shehakinah Hi Midara Ma'od. So you know when the sentence starts like that, now he's going to transition. He's about to turn it on its head because the Orchos Tzaddikim always ends every chapter about a bad midah with how that bad midah is really good if you know how to use it. And every chapter about a good midah, he ends with how that good midah is really bad if you don't know how to use it. So he starts out, even though we've said a lot of terrible things about kinah, yesh makom shehi tova ma'od v'hi midas alyonim. There is a situation where it's really good and it's a very lofty milah to achieve. Sheyasim kinaso al yiras shamayim, that a person should be mekane someone else's yiras shamayim. Kin yishnemar al yikane libcha b'chatoim ki im b'yiras Hashem kol hayom. Pasuk Mishle says, don't have kina about sins or about sinners. Have kina about yiras Hashem. Val derech zu amar Rabbi Seder zechron levracha kina sofrim tar b'chachma. And that's what the Gemara Babas with Chaval tells us, that kina sofrim tar b'chachma. Anyone know the context of that Gemara? Anyone ever learned Babas? Context is about hiring rebbeim to compete with other rebbeim. So if a rebbe knows that his job is on the line, he's got to perform, or else they're going to hire someone else to replace him. So it'll cause him to do a better job, and that's better. We want to have the highest level of Jewish education. Kiyira adam shalom. When a person sees someone else learning, yitvos kina belibo, he'll have a little bit of kina. V'yomar lo mitzah kol hayom. This guy's such a masmid. He's learning all day long. I want to be like that. I want to do the same. Why can't I do it? If he could do it, I could do it too. V'chein then you call him mitzvos amidus atovos, and the same is true by all mitzvos amidus atovos. Yikani kalacha b'chaveru v'yitvos masi chaveru atovim. You'll have kinah about the other guy, and then you'll want to do all those mitzvos that he's doing. Im yira rasha, but not only that, even if you see a rasha, v'yishva mida achas tova. Everyone's got something good about them. So you see a Russia, but he's got one good mida. Yikaneu al osa hamida v'yasena gamhu. You should be mekanei him that mida to want to achieve that mida as well. Aval mekanei b'chaver shuosu b'tov b'masim tov v'einu mekanei b'l shiachshu v'zeh osakach ga'amaniya sakein. But if you're mekanei someone who's doing mitzvahs b'masim tov, but not in the proper way, you're not looking at him as inspiration. You're not looking at the other person and saying, oh, if he could be such a masmid, I want to be such a masmid. If he could do all that chesed, I want to do all that chesed. Ella, rather, your mode of thinking is yachshu b'libo v'kanei bo neshiyish bo malos tovus yosir mimeni. You start to think, well, wait a second, because he's doing all these good things, he's receiving so much more kavod than me. So there are two ways to even the score, right? One way is the proper way, that I want to do everything that he's doing. I want to learn as much as him. I want to do all the things that he's doing. The other way to even the score is, knock him down. If I could somehow stop him from learning, maybe every time he starts to focus a little bit on learning, I'll start making weird noises and I'll tell him about the birds outside and I'll do something to distract him. And that would be, I'll come with all sorts of plans to stop the guy from doing all this good stuff. Such a person is sick, he's ill. He's a sinner who's making others sin as well. He's a partner of Yeravim ben Nevat. That is not a man you want to partner with. And such a person does not have a chelik in olam haba. So pretty strong words. Meaning, it's good to have kina sofrim, but don't misunderstand kina sofrim as don't misinterpret it and think that kina sofrim means that you should try to just just even the score. No, it's that you should look at other people as role models of what's possible. You know, levels of chesed you wouldn't have thought of that are now possible. Levels of shmiras hamitzvos and diktuk b'mitzvos that you wouldn't have even thought possible until you see someone else model them. Levels of asmada you would not have thought possible until you see someone else model it. That is a kind of kinasofim. That's a good kind of kinasofim. The olam yichabid adam yirashimayim v'lom b'tar v'oskim mitzvos. And not only mekane, but you should also show a great deal of kavod to Yirei Shemayim, to Lomdei Torah, to people who do mitzvos. Meaning, a person should show kavod to Talmidei Chachamim, and that should be, it should be something that's part of you. That you, if you see Talmidei Chachamim, you want to be mechabed them. Yitei lam yad, v'siyei lam begufo mono, help them in any which way you can. Va'oz yikanu bo acherim v'yachshavu. People say, well, Tam Chacham, you know, hasn't made. Like, people, are always looking to help him. I want people to always want to help me. So, what do I got to do? I guess I got to be a Tam Chacham. So, that will create a sense of kinah that everyone's going to want to be a Tam Chacham because they're going to want whatever kavod that they're giving to Talmid Chacham, whatever aid, whatever help people are giving to Talmid Chacham. It will inspire people to want to be Talmid Chacham. That's the vart that Rav Eliyahu has in his Ha'aros, I think on Maseches Brachos, I think we may have mentioned it, right, with the 10 sons of Rav Papa, that at Asiyum we mention all the children of Rav Papa, and Rav Eliyashiv points out, apparently they were all great Talmidei Chachamim. Now why? Why Rav Papa? Why is Rav Papa Zocha to all these children who are great Talmidei Chachamim? There were a lot of Gedolei Amorayim. Why Rav Papa Dafka? So he points out a number of Gemaras in Maseches Brachos and elsewhere also, we find that Rav Papa is the one who, when there's another Machlokas, finds a way to make both Shitos work. He finds a way to come up with a compromise that this Shita applies here and that Shita applies there. He's a Machriya. He's the common machriya. Why does he need to be a machriya so much? Because he wants to show that neither Talmud Chacham is rejected. That in some way he's a great Rav Papa wasn't zochet to children of Talmud Chacham because he was a Talmud Chacham. He was, but that's not why he was zochet to children of Talmud Chacham. There are a lot of Talmud Chacham that are not zochet to children of Talmud Chacham. He was zochet to children of Talmud Chacham because he was mechabed Talmud Chacham, and the zechus of being mechabed Talmud Chacham is the greatest. Indicator or predictor of whether one's children want to be Talmid Chacham, because if they see that those are the most revered people, then the kids will grow up thinking, I want to be one of the most revered people, so I also want to be a Talmid Chacham. So it doesn't start out necessarily with totally Lishma, but as the Aruch Sdikim points out, Mitok Shalal Lishma, Bal Lishma, right? It's natural that you're going to start out on a mission, on a path, to want to be a Talmid Chacham, to want to be someone who's revered. And that's why Rav Papa had all those children who were very great Talmidei Chacham. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kanei Li. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, have kinah for me. Shel Malei HaKinah Ein Olamomei. Meaning, not the kinah of Hashem, not jealous of Hashem, but jealousy on behalf of Hashem. Meaning, without kinah, the world wouldn't function properly. Meaning, some of these bad midos, you think, like, why did Hashem even create them? So, you know, the famous Gemara about the shechit of the Yetzer Hara, that they shechted the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and they wanted to do the same to the Yetzer Hara of Araya. But what happens when you get rid of the Yetzer Hara of Arayos? A chicken doesn't lay an egg, and people don't reproduce, and there are no children. So it becomes a very terrible thing. You need that kind of Yetzer Hara, but they were misame yaseino, they blinded its eyes, so that people no longer have a Yetzer Hara for their own mothers and their own sisters or whatever. So they somehow impacted that Yetzer Hara, they crippled that Yetzer Hara a little bit, but the Yetzer Hara has to exist. So when it comes to bad midos, these bad midos have to exist because they serve a positive function. Without kinna, people wouldn't be motivated. People wouldn't plant vineyards or get married or build homes. Many of these things happen because a person is mekane someone else. I know it sounds strange. I mean, people only get married because they're jealous that other people are getting married. I would think people would want to get married anyway. The companionship and building a family and continuing a mesora and all the wonderful things about marriage, right? Why wouldn't people want to get married anyway? I'm not sure what he means by that, but maybe. I mean, I could certainly tell you that you find often a bachur will say, I'm not ready to date yet. I'm not going to date for another year or two. No way, not hearing it. And then all his friends start getting married. Okay, maybe I am ready. You know, like, oh, well, what happened? Were you ready or were you not ready? I didn't think I was, but then all my friends started getting married. You know, I want to have people to hang out with. You know, like, you know, they see that other people are doing it, then they want to. So maybe not getting married at all, but maybe about when to get married. Can't tell you how many times a couple comes and they say, "We're not ready to have children. We need a heter for birth control. We're not ready to have children." And then, you know, a couple of months later, all of a sudden she's pregnant. Why? Because they're living in a young community in Washington Heights in Queens. And gross, I don't know, and everyone's pushing baby strollers, and she's like, oh, you know, babies are cute, you know, like I'd like one of those. And next thing you know, it does motivate people. Seeing other people have certain things does motivate people. You know, so kinah somehow is a good motivator to be productive and reproductive, I guess, also, and you know, and to do good things. Yeah. Right, it's, yeah, this is a good kinna, it's a good kinna. I mean, the world wouldn't function, he's saying, without these kinds of kinna. So it's not that I resent them for having it, that's what he's trying to say, this is a good point. I mean, kinna over here, he's trying to show us, doesn't mean I resent them because they have and I don't. It means, ooh, they're able to do that, I could do that too. You know, and that's something to aspire to, and therefore I want to try to mimic that. So kol echad mekaneh b'chaveiro, everyone is mekaneh someone else. Right, im yivne bayis kam achri yasim dayt laskin v'chein l'nyu ish kol echad mekaneh b'chaveiro v'kivin shakim ha'olam tali b'kinah. Since the world functions based on kinah, yasim kol ha'knal l'shem shemayim. So use your kinah l'shem shemayim, meaning whatever it is that you're going to do because someone else did, so do it with a focus of how that's going to help you serve Hashem. Such as im yivne bayis, yivne bo cheder l'mol b'torah. You know, people build a house and they have a movie theater room. Okay, is there a beis medrash room? Right, where's the beis medrash that you built in the house? So have a room that's designated for learning Torah that makes it easier to learn Torah in that room. I would recommend, by the way, that if you ever do build such a room in your homes, have that be the room without good Wi-Fi. You know, that's the trick. I have an office at home. It's lined with svarim, gedolim pictures, inspiring, right? It's like a great thing. But my computer's right there. I write my svarim in the dining room where there's total chaos. Not in my office, because I'm distracted constantly with the office. If you have a base medrash, make a base medrash where you can actually focus. This base medrash is gevaldik because my phone doesn't work here. It's amazing. So but when you build a house, so you build a big beautiful house, wonderful. Make sure there's a room to learn Torah. V'shiyei beiso beisvad lechachamim. Make your house a meeting place for chachamim, la'achnas bo'orchim, and a place of achnasas orchim. La'as bo'chesed ne'adam. I mentioned the other week about a friend of mine that just built a very big house, and he was showing me all the rooms that are going to be guest rooms, and this one for people who can't go down the stairs, this one for people who can. Had it not been for Avram Avinu's kina, then he would not have accomplished anything near what he accomplished in terms of bringing tens of thousands of people to a recognition of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Where did Avram have any kina? When he said to Malki Tzedek, Ketad yitzasa min ha-teva, how did you get out of the teva? You know how we survived the teva experience? With the tzedakah that we did in the teva. We gave a lot of tzedakah in the teva. Some love chimat tzedakah ayelachem nasas pateva. Tzedakah in the teva? Who needed tzedakah in the teva? Chianim ayusham? Were there that aniim in the teva that was like, you know, davening in the shul, and you know, where the aniim come around and they made their way into the teva? They somehow have like some sort of map where, you know, you could have a minion in a basement, they'll find you. So they found you in the teva, the aniim made their way into the teva? So, v'alayusham el noach banav, who's noach and his children? What do you mean? V'mi yisimosim tzedakah, how do you do tzedakah? Somlo ima behem v'chayvov. No, the tzedakah was with animals. Lo yuni yishenim, you think we had time to sleep in the teva? You had to feed the elephants, and then the hippopotamuses, and then the penguins, and then it was like one after the other. It was you know, we were the zookeepers. We had to take care of all of these animals.
Also Shah Amar Avram. And at that moment Avram says, Uma Elu, Ilu Le Shasu Tzakim Behema V'chayva V'lo Yotzim V'kim Shasu Tzakim Yotzim V'ani Yemesu Tzakim Im B'nei Adam Shem B'Tzalmo Shem Kodesh Baruch Halach Chas Kama V'kama. These people only did tzedakah with animals, and look what they managed to be saved in that tzuchus. So can you imagine if I did tzedakah with humans? He's not even saying Jews. There was no such thing as a Jew. With humans, I did tzedakah with humans, with people who are B'Tzelem Elokim. How much greater? So it was a kinah that he saw that there's always room for tzedakah. There's always room for chesed. Person sometimes thinks that no one around me needs chesed. There are people that need chesed. You just have to pay attention. Also shava yita eshel b'ver shava. Rashi Tevos, what's eshel achila shdia levaya. Valderuzu yarba adam kina. And through that's the proper kind of kina. You imagine the Teva experience must have been it's a difficult existence for a person to live. Rabbi Teller once told me a maisa, not a maisa, a vart. Rabbi Chanuch Teller told me a vart that the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us a conversation that happened between Eliezer Eved Avram and Shem ben Noach. That Eliezer Eved Avram asked Shem ben Noach, "How did you like make it in the Teva? Like, what happened over there?" And Shem said, "How did we survive? Well, it was really, really hard. We had to feed all these animals. It was mamish like murder to feed all these animals. And there was one bird once we were feeding the animals, and the bird wouldn't even eat. And we're like, why won't you eat? And the bird said, looks like you have your hands full with everybody else. So I'll fast today." And that's the whole Gemara. And like, what in the world is it? What was the answer to the question? He said, "How did you survive? How did you make it?" And he tells him this mice with the bird or whatever. So Rabbi Teller told me, I forgot who he quoted, that a person could have the most challenging thing in front of them to handle all of the animals in the Teva. It's impossible. But if there's just one little creature that says, "You know what? I get it. I get that this looks hard for you," and they relate to what you're going through, and you feel like you're not in it alone, you can manage anything. You can handle anything. But just having someone that looks at you and says, I get that you're struggling. And that I can understand what you're going through, and then you can handle anything. A person just needs to feel that they're not alone in their struggles. Ayein the word about Makas Choshech that we started the summer with on Shavuos or Batamos, if you remember it, good. If not, also okay. V'chein yikanei b'chatoim uv'rishayim, and a person should be mekane in chatoim and rishayim. What does that mean? Now we're talking about the kind of kin of Pinchas. Li'lachem kenegdam lochicham, to battle them and to give musar. Kasharam rabbi same as a korban bracha. Bol aramis kanoin pogimbo. People are a mekanev kinas Hashem. They go and they attack the Bol aramis. Moshe kineas amitzri, shnemar v'yachas amitzri. Moshe, acted with a sense of kina, with a sense of a kanoi against the mitzri. V'chein matzinu be'eliyo, shamar kano kinasil Hashem elokei tzvakos, kiyaz v'briska b'nei Yisrael. Eliyo Anavi also had a sense of kina for Bnei Yisrael not behaving properly. V'chein namar b'pinchas b'kanoas kanasi b'socham. V'Hashem yisparak v'asal gmul al kach, and Hashem gave Pinchas great reward. K'mar shemar he nidosim lo es brisi shalom. V'namar lo saguru mipnei ish. Mishu who yirei Hashem yisparach yimsor nafshal kedushas Hashem yisparach. Someone who's yirei Shemayim should be moser nefesh for kedushas Hashem. Shnemar mila Hashem elai v'yosu yilav kol b'nei Levi. That call mila Hashem elai. Who's going to be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not follow those who would choose to rebel, and then b'nei Levi follow. V'nemar v'yar Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Kohen v'yakom mitocheda v'yikach romach biyado. That Pinchas gets up and he takes the spear and he acts. He doesn't just let it be, live and let live. No, there's a sense of kinah that a person should have to want to stand up for what's right, to want to act. V'chova al kol yirei shamayim asher hu tahar lev. It's a chiv on every yirei shamayim who has pureness of heart. L'hayir kinah, to arouse within himself a sense of kinah. Kiyira v'yine yad asar maskara b'ma'al. V'am rabbi seyna zekron b'vracha kol pirtza she'ena men agdolim eina pirtza. That it's dafka on the great people to want to act and to want to do and to want to stand up for what is right in the world, and not to just take a laid-back approach to things. I spoke on Tisha B'Av on the YU program about the value of machlokas. As part of it is that, in the middle of the 20th century, if Rav Soloveitchik wasn't fighting a war against those people who wanted to take mechitzas out of shuls. They were saying, Orthodoxy, it's a religion of the past. Conservative Judaism was so powerful in the 1950s that seemed like the wave of the future. He fought a melchames mitzvah that you can't even go there. If it's the only place in your city that's having tekiah shofar or Rosh Hashanah, you can't go into the conservative shul to hear tekiah shofar. Better not to hear tekiah shofar. So that made an impact. So there must have been people saying, is it worth the machlokas? Why do you have to yell and scream about this? Why do you have to be so emphatic about this? Let people be. But sometimes you need to stand up. You need to stand up for what's right and look at the results. The results are we have a thriving communities of Shomer Torah mitzvos, of Orthodox Jews, and communities that are not Shomer Torah mitzvos, sadly, to a certain extent, because most of them did not, conservative Judaism didn't die because they all became Orthodox. Sadly, conservative Judaism died because they all went in the other direction. But it's dead. It pretty much doesn't exist anymore. So you have to. Sometimes a battle is worth it. A person has to know when it's worth it. But sometimes a battle is worth it. Okay, that is the end of Shar Hakina, and we'll see you next summer with Shar Jesus.